Rowan remained bound to her bed for the better part of the day. That isn't to say she didn't have any company after she had woken up in the afternoon. The twins visited as soon as they were able, and Hera popped in regularly to check on her. That made her feel much better, and the awkward highlight of her day came when Girin came in to see her after he had finished work early.
"Hello, my little princess. How are you doing?"
he asked as he stepped into her room, his left arm concealed behind his back.
"Better, I think,"
Rowan said contemplatively before looking affirmatively at her father with a smile.
"Aye, definitely better."
She was beaming as her father walked over to her bed, not bothering to comment on his concealed hand. Girin sat down and smiled at Rowan.
"I've got something for you. A special little treat I found on my way home."
Rowan practically glowed with excitement as Girin pulled out a small box from behind his back. He removed the lid to reveal 6 bite-sized balls of sugary goodness.
"These are all for me?"
Rowan asked as she looked down at the sweet rainbow-colored Alirin raindrops in the box.
"Of course,"
he confirmed, his eyes twinkling mischievously.
"Just don't tell your mother."
Rowan returned the mischievous look as she started reaching for one of the raindrops.
"Don't worry."
She was interrupted mid-breath by the sound of a throat being cleared from the other side of the room. They both looked guiltily to the doorway, where Hera stood, staring down at them with her arms crossed disapprovingly.
"Go on, you can keep talking. Just ignore me and I promise I won't listen to your little secret,"
Hera told them with a completely straight face and a level tone.
"Well, you see, dear, I was just thinking,"
Girin stammered,
"that Rowan could..."
"Yes?"
Girin trailed off, and Rowan pouted at her mother.
"It's just a wee treat, ma,"
she complained, glancing down hungrily at her prize.
"You can have it when you're better. If you have any now, you'll be running up the walls before nightfall. They make you far too hyper."
"They do not,"
Rowan mumbled sullenly. Hera walked over to the bed, still cowing her husband, and grabbed the box from atop the blankets, spiriting it away from Rowan's grasp. Then, smiling mischievously, she popped a raindrop into her mouth and sighed euphorically as it started working its magic. The sigh that followed from Girin, on the other hand, was filled with mock despair.
"Ah, I should have expected that. You know, dear, you're just as excitable on those as Rowan is."
"Am I now?"
Hera responded in a flighty voice. In her bed, Rowan was rendered speechless by the exchange. Hera turned briefly to Rowan.
"Don't worry, dear. You're not to blame here."
She smiled at Rowan before giving Girin a predatory look.
"You, on the other hand, are in need of a scolding."
Rowan knew what that look meant just as much as her father did. It was an adult look, and adult sounds would follow from her parents' bedroom soon enough. She was rather proud of the fact that she had been considered mature enough to be given the all-important talk on relationships and growing up at a relatively young age. Younger than the twins, at least.